I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1481. Then what happened? Do you ever find yourself enjoying a grand story, and you kind of know the details, but they're a bit fuzzy on the order? Maybe you'd love to know, with more accuracy, just what happened when. Well, we know the gospel story is pretty good, leading up to the cross and the empty tomb. And we know that Jesus was alive, appearing to people before ascending into heaven. But then what happened? This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself. We love the God who is very involved in the lives of his people. Today, I want to just hit the highlights to give you a grand sense of God's movement in the early baby church after Jesus went back to the Father and sent the Holy Spirit. This is just the 40,000-foot view, but I think you'll enjoy it. Here we go. AD 33, Pentecost. Peter's sermon and 3,000 people come to faith in Jesus. AD 35, the church is booming, but the Jews are nervous, and so Stephen becomes the first martyr for the Lord. AD 35 also, Paul is converted on the road to Damascus. AD 40, Cornelius is converted, opening the door of salvation to the Gentiles. AD 45, James writes the first New Testament book. AD 48, the prayer meeting in Antioch launches a missionary movement where people like Paul and Barnabas are sent out all over the known world. AD 49, the Jerusalem Council meets and has to discuss law and grace. AD 49 also, Paul writes Galatians. AD 50, Herod Agrippa II becomes king after his father died. AD 50, Paul goes on his second missionary journey. AD 51, Paul writes 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. And then in AD 53, he goes on his third missionary journey. Also in 53, the Jews were expelled from Rome. In AD 54, Nero becomes Caesar, which was not a good thing for Christians. AD 56, Paul writes 1st and 2nd Corinthians, and he writes Romans. AD 57, Paul makes his final visit to Jerusalem. AD 58, Mark writes his gospel. AD 60, Matthew writes his gospel, and Luke writes his gospel. Also, Paul writes Ephesians, Colossians, and Philemon. AD 62, Paul writes Philippians, and Luke writes Acts. Also in 62, the high priest martyrs James, the Lord's brother. Also in 62, Paul writes 1 Timothy. In AD 63, Hebrews is written, and we're not sure of the author. AD 63, Peter writes his first epistle, and in 64, he writes his second epistle. Also in AD 64, there's a fire that rages in Rome, and Nero blames the Christians. AD 65, Peter is martyred. In AD 66, Paul writes Titus. And also in 66, a Jewish revolt begins in Jerusalem. AD 67, Paul is arrested and brought to Rome again. And there in 67, Paul writes 2 Timothy. And we think in AD 68, Paul is martyred. AD 70 was a big year. Jerusalem and the temple are destroyed by the Romans. And in AD 73, Masada falls. In AD 81, Domitian becomes Caesar. And in AD 95, John writes the book of Revelation and the Gospel of John. Well, that's the history as best we can put it together with our scholarly ability. So here's the great question. What surprised you the most today? Let's pray. Father, you've been faithful through time, and we're inspired today by your faithful people who loved you no matter what. May all who come behind us find us faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1482. And in the meantime, here's a bit more history. Domitian persecuted all classes of Christians, Roman citizens, non-citizens, male, female, slave, free. It was as a part of this persecution that John the Apostle, who had been living in Ephesus, was exiled to the Isle of Patmos. John tells us, "In Jesus we are partners in suffering, and in the kingdom, and in patient endurance. I was exiled to the Isle of Patmos for preaching the word of God and speaking about Jesus." Revelation 1:9. In the Roman Empire, prisoners were commonly exiled to islands, and in John's case, it was Patmos, a desolate volcanic island 10 miles long and 6 miles wide, 37 miles off the coast of Asia Minor. In his later years, Domitian's behavior became so intolerable as to drive other pagans, including his wife, to plot a conspiracy against him. And Domitian was assassinated on September the 18th in the year 96, a few weeks before his 45th birthday. Nerva, the next Caesar, proclaimed a recall of all of Domitian's exiles in 86, and John was able to return to Ephesus. Well, I hope you enjoyed me trying to answer the question, then what happened?